to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found. For this edition of Weem Weekly, I am sitting down with Mrs. Plovic and Mrs. Van, who are the prom sponsors this year. How are you guys feeling about prom as it is approaching?
Nervous and excited.
I think that sums it up. I think at this point, we are just excited to have the event.
We put a lot of hours into planning and preparing for it and ordering things and trying to plan to make it special. So yeah, we're both excited to carry it out, and we're a little bit nervous because we want it to be a great event for everyone. But yeah, we're very excited.
Are you coming to our prom, Hannah?
I am. Yes. Okay. So what factors were considered when you were planning this year's prom?
I think this year's prom, there were so many more factors than a normal year, obviously, with it being with COVID. There were a lot of things that had to go into play. As all of you know, our original prom was supposed to be at Embassy Suites in Noblesville. And we hoped for most of the year, we hoped that the prom would be able to be there. But what a lot of students don't see is there's a lot of things behind the scenes as far as with the health departments and things that we had to get plans approved. And we had to, our number one priority was making it safe and for the students so that parents and students felt comfortable sending their kids here in the middle of a pandemic. And I think that's probably one of the biggest obstacles we had to overcome.
We do feel very lucky that we're able to have a prom this year. Very fortunate that, you know, the school board approved it and the health department approved it. Those things were all factors. The location became a question because of, you know, two different counties. And, you know, as you know, at this point, it's been determined that we're having it here. But just because of it being a global pandemic and the first year that we're even able to have prom since this COVID stuff has started, there were a lot of little details that we had to work our way through.
Yeah, I bet. I just know even with, like, normal school, it's really kind of stressful. So I can't imagine planning, like, a big event
like
that.
It is. So think about all the protocols we have to follow in the classroom. Now take a couple hundred high school students in the evening, dressed up with music going. And, yeah, those are a lot of our concerns and things that we've had to map out that we wouldn't have had to on a normal year of prom. So there has been a lot more that's gone into it. And things will seem different. But I think most of it will seem like a normal prom.
That's really good. I think that our school really did a better job than other schools of creating more of an event that is more normal, and I'm really thankful for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear you say that because a lot of thought went into it.
That's really good. So besides COVID, do you have any other fears or things you're a little bit anxious about for that big night?
Well, I know Miss Van and I we differ on this. I am not super creative, so I worry about the decorations and transforming the place so that you guys will, we want it to feel different. We don't want you guys to feel like you're walking into school. So to me, that's where a lot of my anxiety about the night comes. I'm not nervous that the students will follow the directions. Miss Van and I were just talking about that you guys do an awesome job day in and day out here in the halls, keeping your masks up, one-way halls, following the rules. And I don't have any worries that prom will be any different. I think the students will handle the changes beautifully.
I agree. I agree with that. I think we're both concerned about making it look exciting and glamorous. I mean, concerned in terms of we've had to put a lot of thought and preparation into planning for that. So it makes us nervous, and it gives us some concern, and we want to make it special for everyone. I mean, I think we've come to the point where we do believe that it's going to be a special event, but that's, yeah, causes both some anxiety.
Yeah, I definitely don't blame you. It's a big deal. So obviously you talked about the decorations and how you're transforming it and just so many different things to consider. So how early will you have to arrive that day to get everything ready?
Well, as you probably know, there's AP testing going on in the activity center that day, the Friday before. I'm sorry, not the day of prom, but the Friday before. So we can't get into the activity center until after school's out on Friday. I think Ms. Van and I were hoping that we would get most of the stuff done Friday night. I know I'd rather stay here late and get it done Friday night, and rather than have last, you know, running around on Saturday trying to get it done.
We'll both very likely put our lives outside of school on hold and stay here as late as we need to on Friday. We will come back and we will work on Saturday if we need to, but we're going to try to get it all put together on Friday night.
Yeah, I bet there's just so many things, especially since it's at the school. I know when I was a sophomore, I actually worked prom and I had a lot of fun doing it. So will there be sophomores helping you this year or no?
Right now we don't have any lined up. We pretty much have it under control right now. Like I said, there's so many moving parts. Honestly, I hadn't even
thought
that far ahead.
Right. The plan is for the sophomores to help us, but we've been so busy trying to plan a really great prom. We haven't done a great job of communicating with the sophomores yet, but we would like them and kind of plan on them to help us. So we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I just think this year it's a little bit more difficult to think of the little things like that because you had so many other things to consider.
Right.
So I give you guys so much credit for willing to just come down and that Friday and get it all planned out.
So. And we're the first, that's part of, you know, when we talk about decorations and transforming, and I keep trying to tell the students this, this is really cool in that there's been no other prom in the activity center. We will be the first prom in the activity center. So that's really neat, I think, from a student perspective. For us, it's really intimidating because there is nobody there to say, oh, we hung this from here or we hung that from there. So that's why it's been a little overwhelming. But we keep telling the students, like, you know, when you guys look back on this prom in 20, 30 years and your kids say, Mom, why did you have that thing on your face? Well, you know, we were in the middle of a pandemic and we were lucky we got to have a prom that year. So I think there's a lot of positives that you could look at, you know, that it's a cool thing.
But I will say, you asked what made us anxious earlier. I feel like if we're, you know, to be honest, at the end of it, there will be criticism because it's a new location and we're going to do the best we can and we expect it to be great and we're very hopeful that it will be for everyone that's involved. But because it's a new location, there will be that element. And that's not going to be our favorite part.
Right. And I think that's honestly like really unfortunate because I don't understand people. I mean, a lot of kids didn't get a prom and I think that's super sad. And I mean, yeah, there might've been outside proms that weren't real proms, but
sure. There
weren't any proms like last year. And this year, a lot of kids weren't as fortunate as us. So I'm really hoping that kids will limit their criticisms and they will look more towards the positives. But I know.
Oh, I hope you're right.
We hope
that's right.
I don't know that it's true, but I really hope that they will. So I know this other thing is a little bit different. We do have two dancing stations, and then we have one post-prom station. So what will the post-prom station be like?
Well, there's a lot. So we have the help of several parents, and one in particular. I don't know if should we mention her here?
Absolutely. She deserves a big shout-out.
Shelton is doing the planning for that for us, and she does a great job. So it will have a lot of fun activities. It will have a tour of some major cities like Tokyo, Las Vegas, Paris. And there will be different activities that are related to that. It's been adapted so that it's, you know, so that we're able to follow the COVID restrictions to keep people safe and that students will still be able to be in their formal attire and do the activities. But, you know, since it's all included in the same event, I think it will be even more fun than a regular prom because I don't think anyone will have time to be bored.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's really neat, the post-prom station. I think post-prom is going to be really fun. And I think it'll just be, honestly, it's just a new thing. And maybe we don't know, even though COVID has dampened it a little bit, we don't know. I mean, next year, maybe people will like this and we'll do it again next year.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And just think every year it could get better and better, you know, as we figure more things out. So,
yeah, science is amazing. So hopefully with COVID, it'll disappear soon. But we don't know. But I'm just hoping, especially I'm not going to be in high school next year, but I hope with college for me, it will get better. And I want the seniors, like even below me, to have like a better year every year. And I know it's not an easy process, but I know last year I feel like I've had a better senior year than seniors last year. So I hope that trend is a trend upward. So obviously we talked about how there's multiple stations. So how will the transitions work from one station to the next?
So we do have a path so that none of the groups mix. So there'll be parents along the route directing which groups go down which halls, and it's kind of going to be like a big circle in the building. We have factored about a 15-minute, give or take, passing period, we'll call it, but parents will be directing you one direction down the hall, so you won't be roaming the hallways. And so the DJ will just announce when it's time to switch, and your group will, you know, rotate to the next station.
It will work a little bit like lunch, I think. So we'll have to do some sanitizing between sessions. So we've got to build a little time in for that. I think we might be able to get a kind of a dry run in the night before prom so that we have a better idea of how much time it will take to pass from one area to the next.
Yeah, that's really good. I think that hopefully kids will just listen to those transitions. I think they will, because I think most kids who are attending are going to be thankful to be attending.
I think so, too.
That sounds like a great system, too, with, like, the big circle. It's not just, they're not going to be mixing because kids are a little devious. I feel like they might try to intermix, but hopefully.
And the students will have the appropriate colored band on.
Oh, good.
And there will be parents around. So if somebody's in the white group and they sneak into the green group, there'll be parents at the entrance of every group. So they're going to be like, wait a minute, you know.
That's really good.
Can't enter here. So that's our goal.
Yeah, you guys really have a good system, it sounds like. So will the dancing stations be similar to like a normal prom?
They will be. Obviously, with a normal prom, there's a mass group of people on the dance floor. So there will be some decorations and things spaced out on the dance floor to kind of disperse you guys, but yes, it will have the same feel as prom. The DJ will be blaring, the lights will be going, there'll be a place to dance, there'll be tables for students that don't want to dance. They can sit down and talk. Well, I don't know how much talking there'll be with the DJ, but you know, so yeah, it will feel very much like a normal prom.
That's really good.
And then within the dance floor areas, there will be a professional photographer on one dance floor and a photo booth on the other, in addition to a caricature artist in each location. So there will be some what kind of seem to me like post-prom activities in the dance floor areas also.
That sounds really cool. That sounds even more, I mean, honestly, when I attended prom sophomore year, they didn't even have like the caricature. They had a photo booth, but I don't even think they really had like the other photographer. So it sounds like you guys have done a really lot of things to just kind of enhance the night.
We think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm really excited now. I was before, but now it's like
good. Yay, good.
So I always hate how uncomfortable heels are when you're trying to dance. So will there be a place for the girls to store their shoes or safely store them?
I mean, they can put them at the table. I'd assume girls are probably gonna have a little purse, and maybe the gentleman will have a jacket that they want to take off. I mean, there'll be tables and chairs spread out, socially distanced apart, that you can stock your stuff in. There'll be no separate storage that's going to be monitored, so girls will want to keep an eye on where their shoes are,
right,
especially if they're shoes they can't afford to lose. But but yeah, there'll be a place to put the at the table.
That's great.
I feel like there will be plenty of tables, so that I think I kind of envisioned that students will kind of and locate their space and keep their items there if there are things they don't want to keep.
And then they can go back and forth to the dance floors they see fit.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. And I hope that since people will be dancing, they won't be like trying to scope out people's shoes. But I don't think anyone wants to steal high heels.
I don't think so either.
So to wrap things up, what are you most excited about for prom this year?
I know I'm just most excited to see everybody have fun. I mean, I know this year has been so stressful. I have been so impressed with our student body as far as how y'all have handled all the changes of this year. And I'm just looking forward to having a fun, safe evening, watching you guys laugh and dance and enjoy a fun evening, seeing y'all dressed up. It's so fun. You know, we see students come in their sweats and ponytails every day, and it's so fun to get to see them, you know, the girls and guys transformed for one night.
We're looking forward to the glamour of the night, because we've done all the dirty,
ooh, glamour, that's a good word,
stuff. but ultimately the event, we hope to be, you know, bigger than life and glamorous and so much fun. So we're looking very much forward to the actual night of prom.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are, because I know a lot of students are too. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Hannah. This was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed just learning more about prom, because, I mean, even the email, you learn, but this just gives you more excited. And I hope that people will listen to the podcast maybe before prom.
I hope so, too, because we are really excited. It's going to be a fun evening.
I really think it will be. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah.
So I'm Jalen Johnson here, joined with Chase to talk about the high school prom.
That's me.
So who are you to the school?
I am a student, junior class student.
So this is like your first chance with prom, right?
Yes, first chance with prom.
So are you excited for it?
Eh, kind of. I mean, I feel like it's going to be pretty epic, so I'm pretty excited to go, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah?
I recall my answer. I'm really excited.
Yeah? What are some, like, things you're really excited for at prom?
Well, I mean, snacks are always good because, I mean, it's free food.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff they have, like, the setups and, like, all around the stuff, like, you know, Tokyo, Paris, forgot the others. But they look pretty fun. And, like, with the casino games and stuff. Mm. And so I'm excited to see that.
Oh, you did?
Ooh, yeah, it was pretty wacky.
Oh, that's crazy.
No worry, nothing illegal, just wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
So, do you feel like there's going to be, like, complications with prom? Mm. Feel like there's going to be any, like, problems or complications with prom?
Eh, not that I can have any. At least not for me.
Do you feel like there might be some problems with, like, COVID or something like that?
Oh, for COVID? Well, I mean, obviously everyone's going to have their mask up, or, you know, I'm hoping everyone does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with the 6 feet apart, but at the same time, it's also prom. I mean, I don't want to say I'm a little bit iffy, but I feel like it'll be good. I mean, nothing bad will happen. At least I hope so. And I feel like.
How do you think we can, like, better prepare for the whole COVID situation with prom?
COVID situation, ideas? None that I can think of. I mean, obviously it's good to, like, supervision there to, like, know when, you know, people are doing, like, masks off and, I guess, close contact. I mean, I guess, like, if you have, like, hand sanitizers and stuff scattered around, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Also to kind of have, like, more space in between, like, stuff like the snack bar, so no one's all, like, crowded up and stuff trying to get, like, you know, nachos or something.
What do you think, you know how there's, like, there's three separate proms. What do you feel about the three separate proms?
I feel like it's actually kind of a good idea. I mean, because that way you have to discuss with your friends what you're going to get. So it's going to be more so your friends than rather than just you and a bunch of other people. So it's more, categorized so you can be together. Though I could see with the limited ticket prices and, I guess, you know, quantity, that could also be a bit of a problem. If you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going to ask out for, like, five more tickets.
Mm-hmm. And the people that disagree with the three different proms, what do you think of them?
Well, I think that they're a couple of bums who don't respect COVID if I see them. But with that said, I can kind of see why. Because, you know, kind of, well, the good signs of, you know, it being you and your friends, because it'll be a bad sign because it kind of takes away everyone else, you know, making it just seem more like you're hanging out with friends rather than, you know, going to prom.
Mm-hmm. So, that's I think that's all the questions I have for you.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And now, the Ween Box Office.
Hello and welcome to Ween Box Office. I'm Ryan Fier, joined by Jared Jackson this week as Hello. We are here on the Ween Weekly Podcast. And this week is a prom theme podcast.
You want to talk about prom, actually. You know, a good movie that you guys, the people might want to watch.
Prom.
No. Okay. there actually is a prom, but that's not what I was talking about.
I know. I figured it out earlier.
Radio Rebel. Disney. Radio. You guys remember that movie?
I've heard of it.
Dang, I don't know her name right now. But the main character is the girl that played in Jesse. I forget her name right now.
Debbie Ryan.
Thank you, man. Radio Rebel. And they basically are actually doing what some of the people here are doing. They're doing like a morp action. And that's what Radio Rebel talks about. It talks about morp and how they, luckily our school isn't shutting down prom, but they shut down their prom because like this girl, Radio Rebel, she was talking bad on the school. So they shut down prom. And then so then this girl created like a MORP, which is a backwards for prom. And
that's a fun name.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun name too. Like MORP. I thought that was cool. But,
I completely forgot. I've seen this movie before.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a good movie. It's not like an Avengers, like, Endgame type of movie, but it's a good Disney movie. You're watching it with your girlfriend, you're watching it with your little sister. I mean, two wide ranges, but you can watch it with either one. Have you guys been watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Sadly, no.
Yes.
Jared, you need to. Ryan, what do you think of it?
I think it's incredible.
That's what I think too. Every episode, it's weird because the first two episodes, I was like, this John Walker character, like, I'm having to get used to him.
John Walker.
And then, like, the third and fourth episode, it's like, what? Like, he completely flips. He just flips on me. And I'm like, what is going on? And in episode five, of course, they show the progress of him flipping. And then episode five, I thought it was the best.
The episode five ending was one of my favorite things Marvel has ever done.
Yes, because literally, but to me, it almost, like, it made me think that it was going to be the season finale. In a way, because I was like, I was like, is this it? Like, because it almost ended with closure, but like you could tell it wasn't. But at the same time, you're like, this is kind of the way Marvel ends things. So this would be a good way to end it. But I mean, obviously, the season finale is tonight. Tonight's the season finale. Okay. Yeah. Which is just, I mean, it's, I don't even know what time it comes out usually on Disney Plus.
It's already out.
Yeah, based on the dates we're doing now. Yeah. But no, it's a good show. I mean, if you guys haven't watched it, check it out. Have you guys watched WandaVision yet?
No. I know that they're also coming out with the Bad Batch series soon, which is basically Clone Wars Season 8. I'm excited for that one.
I don't know anything about
it. I don't know anything about Clone Wars, like, really. I mean, I know, like, Clone Wars used to play on Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, watching a few episodes just because I was like, all right, Star Wars, you know what I mean? Like, it's good. Like, it has to be good.
Yeah.
But I know you're a really big fan into that. You know, funny story about me and Jared. Jared, I had to block Jared before. I had to block Jared on Snapchat before. Not actually before. It was
when did you block me?
No. It was for literally, like, Jared, I promise you, it was literally for like 2 days because I had to block you because the Avengers Endgame.
It might have been Infinity War.
Was it Endgame or Infinity War you saw on premiere night?
I saw Endgame on premiere night.
Okay, so Endgame, I literally saw you post something on your story, and
all I said was, "Hey, it's a good movie."
You slid up on my story, and I kind of half swiped. I saw a big long explanation, and I was like, "Bro, I cannot be talking to him, bro." So I just I blocked him. I unadded him. I'm like, "Bro, I'm not doing this." Like,
and you added me back.
Yeah, and I added you back because I did want to talk random stuff. Yeah, I did want to end up talking about Avengers, but that's one of my first stories about Jared. Just like. He's really into the Avengers stuff and really into the Marvel stuff. Same with me, and that's why I was like, bro, I'm not trying to have any spoilers or anything.
Mm-hmm. Ryan is really into it too.
I'm really into it. I don't ever look at anybody's spoilers though.
All right,
that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to look at anyone's spoil. Like, that is literally like one of me and my dad's biggest pet peeves is just spoilers. Like, it's just ruined. Black Lightning, is it called? That's on CW right now, or maybe it's Blue Lightning or something. It's Blue on CW. Lightning. I don't think it's called Blue Lightning. Is it called Is it called Blue Lightning?
Isn't that like Mountain Dew flavor?
No, it's Black Lightning.
No, it's called Voltage. Black Lightning, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm looking it up.
CW thing. It's Black Lightning. They got Catgirl. They got
Supergirl.
They got Flash. Superman, actually. They got Superman now. Then they have
Flash. Green Arrow.
They don't have a Green Arrow anymore. Because they stopped it this last season. Yeah.
I never really watched it. I was like, eh, okay.
No, I got to like season five. After season five, I stopped watching after season five. But
really?
I mean, the first five seasons were good. But it's just like, I don't know. It's too long. Like, that's how it is for Flash. Like, I want to be able to get myself back into Flash. But once you get into that many seasons, like, you get to the fourth and fifth seasons of TV shows,
it becomes hard
to create new content. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the biggest problem of most TV shows, especially like sci-fi or like fiction based shows, is just
that's, it's hard that's, to come up yeah. with a new storyline.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
Yeah. yeah. You after you do so much, it's just like, it almost becomes repetitive. That's the biggest problem with Flash right now. To me anyways, because like I watched the first episode of like season 5 and I was like, it's not even that good anymore.
Yeah. I've watched only a few episodes of Arrow ever. I don't think I've watched in a long time.
Honestly, bro, you should watch like the first two seasons because it's really like, that's how I feel like about the CW shows, is like the first two or three seasons that are just unreal. Like The Flash, the first three seasons were like awesome. The first two or three seasons of Arrow, just awesome. And then DC Legends of Tomorrow was only good the first season. I only watched the first season. Do you guys remember that show, DC Legends of Tomorrow? Is like
I watched a few episodes, but I didn't really get into it.
It's a good show. It's a good show. But there was a Marvel show that I used to watch. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that was cool, but it's no longer canon, I heard.
Huh?
It's no longer like part of the storyline.
It's not in the MCU anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, but like I was saying, it was a good show when I used to watch it. Like I watched like two seasons of it, and it was good.
I thought it was really cool when it like first came out, but like you said, it just kept going and going and going, and it just slowly deteriorated with story, and it just kind of got me out of it. And I lost track where I was.
I lose track with how many of these shows there are actually, because some of them are canon and some of them aren't, and sometimes I just lose focus and don't know what to really pay attention to anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my thing is that I completely get what you're saying about like just focusing on that, because that's the same. That's why I only stick with it for like one or two, like two or three seasons. Like I can't. Yeah. After that, it's just like, I don't even know.
And they constantly like will pump out seasons like every new month or every other month. Mm-hmm. Not like, hey, let's wait like a year or so and concentrate on story more than quantity, like quality over quantity. But most of the time they do quantity over quality, I guess.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Another thing we had to talk about with DC was the new Flash movie is coming out.
When is it coming out?
It is. I think it's not until next year.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be 2021.
I'm looking at
it. I wish that for all movies right now. Black Adam comes out July 29th in 2022.
Yes. I knew that one. November 4th, 2022.
So Michael Keaton will be returning to DC as Batman once again.
Well, the main plot of the story is somehow there's a like multiverse opened up in the DC where they can, Flash is going to encounter both the Ben Affleck version of Batman and the Michael Keaton version.
All right. They also got a lot more other Marvel movies that are coming out.
I don't think that
Strange
was
Strange
2. Spider-Man,
No Way Home.
No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
When is that coming out?
That's coming out in December.
December of this year, boy.
Yes. Let's go. I'm hype. I'm ready.
That's got Thor, Love and Thunder, She-Hulk, Black Panther 2. How are they going to do that?
Black Panther 2 is said to be, they're not going to recast him. They're just going to do the girl that's in Black Panther currently, the one with the longer hair. She's going to become like a new version of Black Panther. But
so it's going to be a girl.
Yes.
All right, boys, I'm going back out. Talk all to right. you guys later.
Yeah, see you, Zion.
We never talked about Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel in his new movie, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Live action, by the way. That's going to be great.
I'm really interested to see what they do. You know, every kid has played with Rock'em Sock'em Robots, I'm assuming.
Today's right, kids. No, today's generation definitely hasn't.
Okay, every kid that is over 13 years old.
So there was a movie like that, it came out 2013, I don't remember, but it was called Real Steel, and it had robots fighting in a ring, and that was pretty cool. I liked that movie as a kid.
2011, wow. Yeah, it's got Hugh Jackman in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, I loved it. I mean, it's cheesy at most times, but, you know, the action of robots fighting each other. Of course, that's every little kid's dream. In Real Steel, it was like a boxing match and like actual human boxing matches, but instead of humans, they're robots, and you got people on the sidelines with like massive controllers and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think it's going to be more like. So basically, this is just going to be another repeat of Real Steel.
But yeah, probably.
It's got Vin Diesel in it now.
Yeah, so. And you got these massive robots with huge fists, and they're going. Mm-hmm. And you got some with saws and stuff too. That was so cool as a kid seeing that. Oh, I like seeing massive things that aren't human fight each other and beat the living crap out of each other.
There's a plan for a Thundercats movie.
Bro, it better be live action. That'd be so cool.
It's live action, bro, as far as I remember.
As long as they keep it not cheesy, got mm-hmm. good CGI and stuff, I'll watch it. It'll become my new favorite movie. I mean, what if they did He-Man live action? Like, I know they've done it before, but, like, do it again.
Do it with today's directors and how the stuff looks on
better
production.
Better CGI and stuff.
It looks so good.
All right, anyways. There we go. That's Ryan over there. My name's Jared. This has been our podcast, our box office podcast, our beautiful, wonderful movie podcast. Terrific.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening and join us next time.
This is the Weem Weekly, and for episode 4, I'm sitting down with Mrs. Rickert talking about the prom. So, what are the guidelines to prom this year?
So the guidelines for prom is we have 3 groups to try to divide our large crowd up. So we have a black group, a white group, and a green group, and we will divide as much as we can those groups evenly, and then there are 3 areas at the prom and post-prom. So we have combined the concept of prom with post-prom so that we can spread kids out more, and we think with the space that we have, we are going to be really well. The 25% capacity, if we were to be in red and orange, we will always fall way under that because of the amount of space that we have. Many of our listeners know we added the activity center that has 3 basketball courts and a track around it, so it is a large, large room in itself. And then also we will be using other areas of the school, and so that gives us plenty of space to allow for social distancing, and of course masks will be required. And so we're really looking forward to a night of fun that can provide a safe environment for kids to have the same romantic, formal experience that they've had in the past, but it will look a little different than a traditional prom.
Yes, I totally understand. The next question was, with the guidelines, COVID cases might go up, go down, skyrocket. How would there be any like side plan just in case it decided to go up?
The way we presented our plan to the Madison County Health Department, it allows us to continue the event even if we are in red. We were scheduled to have it at the Embassy Suites in Hamilton County, and we were concerned that if Hamilton County was in red and we were in blue, or we were in blue and they were in red, or vice versa, that would be complicated. Like, if you were living in Hamilton County, why would you want to bring a group of all red to your county? So we felt it was best to get it back in our own county. And then being aware and listening, I felt like Hamilton County had more stringent restrictions on some social gatherings. And I really felt like if we moved it back here, we had a bigger space than the Embassy Suites, and it would be safer for the students. And we didn't have to worry about a cancellation at the last minute where we would lose the hard-earned money from the juniors who earn all that money working concession stands over the year. So I was trying to protect the money, keep it all in the same county so everyone's on the same level, and be considerate of others, and make sure that we're not changing plans at the last minute. And so the plan that we have, even if we're in red, with the space that we have, we would still be at 25% capacity.
So, yes, I, with just this plan of having it, which is great, makes it solid. So what about the mask mandate? How is that going to affect the prom this year?
So masks will be required to be worn because it is in a school, and the governor's ordinance does still make or mandate masks for those that are on school grounds. And so all attendees and workers will be required to wear masks.
So now that we got the more important information down, let's go to the fun side. What do you think will be the most exciting event this year for prom?
I'm really excited. I think our DJ, Mr. Mitchum, is going to do a fantastic job. We've worked with him to come up with modern line dances and songs that will keep kids socially distanced but allow them to still dance the night away, get sweaty, and have a good time. And so some older dances, if for my listeners out there, might be like the YMCA or the Macarena. And so there are plenty of modern line dances that I'm not thinking of right now that I think kids will know and have fun with. And so as long as they come with that in mind, that we are going to have to socially distance, which is a little bit different from modern day proms. Boys and girls dance a lot closer than they used to, and so that does not allow for social distancing. So we are going to try to promote a lot of social distancing in the dance floor area, but still have a great time. And I think we have a great group of students that will abide by that, and I trust that. I have confidence in that, or I wouldn't be having the event.
So, yes, what do you think that there was, as you're searching for people for the fun, like the DJ, stuff like that, would there be any, like, people that would say, I can't, sorry, with the COVID guidelines? Is that any different because they might be living in a other county? Is that something different, or?
No, everyone will be welcome to come. And so the only time we would ask a student to leave prom, if that was your question, would be if they cannot abide by the mask guideline, or if there is too much, if students are getting too close repeatedly, and we've asked them to provide some space between one another, people from different households that are not dates with each other, then I don't want to have to ask repeatedly throughout the night. So they would be asked to leave. Again, I am confident that all students can follow the guidelines we've put forth.
Yeah, so is there any more help this year than the other past years because of COVID guidelines?
No, because of COVID, we actually have less numbers coming this year. So the last I checked, I think our ticket sales were between 210 and 250. So we typically have about 500 students. So there are still families out there that are cautious and concerned, and they don't want to take extra risks. So even though they might still be coming to school in person, they might be unsure, or maybe they have other events going on that night because it was kind of uncertain whether we would or would not be able to have prom. So we don't have additional workers. Again, the more additional workers we have coming in, the more risk we are taking by having additional people. And again, I'm very fortunate to work in a district where the student body almost always complies with what we request. So I'm not concerned with anybody being disrespectful or rude. And those that would try that, I think myself and my assistant principals, Mr. Rose and Mr. Pio, will be equipped to handle the small fraction that may not want to comply.
Yeah, during school hours, I see a lot of people complying to, I mean, most of everybody that I've seen, including lunch sometimes, so that might be a little difficult with social distance, but mostly they listen. But since the DJ's coming, is there any more exciting events that are happening?
There are more exciting events. So post-prom is always kind of a secret that the kids get to show up to and then be in awe of how the parents have transformed the school. So I'm not at liberty to discuss the cool events that will be around the other parts of the school, but I think that they have a really cool event planned, and because it's all from 8 to 11 versus where prom is normally 8 to 11 and then they come here for post prom from midnight till 2 or 3 in the morning, we have designed the activities. I can tell you this, we have designed the activities so that the males and females in the classes can stay in their formal wear and still enjoy all of the activities. So you're probably not going to see jousting or sumo wrestling because that would require you to get in some shorts and t-shirts. So it's going to be activities that you can enjoy in your formal wear.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me and talking about and discussing prom and all the exciting events that are happening. This is the Weem Weekly, and this is Parker Dean. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
that concludes this edition of Weem Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.